is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
All right, hey everybody, it is January 30, 2019, the last 2 days of January in 2020. It's not 2019, it's 2020 now, and this is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 196. What is happening, my brothers?
Brought to you by
Taco Bell.
Okay.
They already sponsored us. Yeah.
Send us some shit.
Hey, man, we need more Taco Bell sponsors, bro.
Although I think it is the 11th of next month or the 17th, one of the two, where fucking Marky Marks opens in Maple Grove. I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh.
Go get me a burger and then, like, take that day off to then get a burger at dinner as well. Be good shit.
That's a good idea.
It's going to be busy, though. It's going to be busy.
See, like, if you're going to really do it, you got to get a bunch of burgers from a bunch of places and then have a true taste off.
That's not my intention. My intention is to eat a burger at Marky Mark's place. But that is a good idea. I will be happy to have a burger taste off.
Yeah, because then we could have, like, a true, you know, like, the best burger, like, amongst us, too. Like, so, like, you could rate Marky Mark. You're like, Marky Mark's is the best, but this is the best burger. But then, you know, Ryan rates it, you know, all right.
They have to be blindfolded, you know, too, you know, because otherwise...
Yeah, because basically we have a runoff voting of the best burgers to determine which truly is the best burger around.
It's true. Oh. I think that'd be really cool, and I'm all up for it. It might be a little spendy, but I don't mind. You know, whatever. Hey, everybody out there, we're planning a trip to Florida. It's going to be awesome. Everyone's going to meet in Orlando. I'm taking some other shit to do as well. We're going to meet in Orlando. We're going to go to fucking Star World's Galaxy Edge thing. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about it on the podcast. Any updates from anybody? Dave, too, you got any updates about that? I think you're pretty much set, right?
I am set. I have my friends on my app so I could do FastPass.
Good deal. Good deal.
I've got a reservation that's been booked by Mickey for me.
At 8:10 after the park closes. Dave, what about you, buddy? Any updates on your end? Are you good?
I'm good. You sent that that thing. I'm all tied together. We are looking good.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's good. Adam, unfortunately, you don't want to go with us, which sucks. But, you know, hey, it's okay, man. It's okay.
I don't like Star Wars. And I know. I don't like Disney.
Okay, that's fine.
Those are bane of my existence.
So basically no updates on your part, which is very sad for all of us. Ryan, how about you, buddy? Any updates on your trip planning?
Not technically, nothing's actually changed other than my perception of the situation.
Oh, go on.
I recently realized that I was flying into a different city than expected.
So everybody's flying into Orlando. You were like, I want to get there a day early to rest because money is worth time in my world. So where are you flying into?
I'm flying into Miami, baby.
So you're going to be hanging out with Will Smith?
You have a hotel reservation in Orlando, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yep, that is true.
Right.
Like classic Ryan.
Aren't they like 3 hours apart?
No, they're 4.5 hours apart.
It says three to four when I look at
it. It's definitely 4.5. How dare you? Anyways,
Ryan.
Yeah.
The cool thing is, from what I understand, is you can get a bus for like $2. It'd probably be like a 10-hour bus ride, right?
I think I could probably sleep in a bus to Orlando. That might work, actually.
You might get mugged too.
Yeah, actually, no, they probably don't run it.
Right, Ryan's getting stabbed. That's pretty great.
No. The good news here is that bus is no longer viable. I won't be taking a local bus.
We could book you a bus real quick. Tickets are available for $4.99.
Well, here's the extra kicker. I'm actually only about 30 minutes away from him when he flies in. And I was like, hey, that's cool, man. I mean, I guess I could pick you up. Well, I'll drive 30 minutes south, no big deal. And then we could either like have a nice Miami dinner or go back to Fort Lauderdale, hang out with Mark, have a dinner. But Ryan was like, man, I want to be there that night. You motherfucker, you're driving all night to get me to my hotel. And I'm like, but we can stay with Mark for free. But I want to be up. I don't want to get up in the morning. I'm not getting up at 7 o'clock to drive to a goddamn place. I want to be there at night.
This is a gross misrepresentation.
It is not.
I think it's very accurate.
I was actually giving. I just thought, since my hotel is unlikely to be able to get canceled.
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, like, I bought it with, like, the best deal kind of things, and I'm guessing it's not refundable. You know, like, I don't know. I haven't looked into that yet.
Wait.
I'm just guessing it's not.
Is this
so
an
I was
Adam
just saying, situation? Like, hey, if you wanted to stay in a hotel that's close to where you're going, you can.
I know.
You were, like, taking it personally. And I also didn't know how long you were with Mark, or maybe Mark goes to bed at, like, 7. I don't fucking know.
There is a Kava festival that night, thank you very much, at his I place.
I think it's pronounced Kave.
Kave dwellers. there was a traditional Fiji kava party with an open mic that night at his place. So I ain't missing that for all the world.
All that really matters is you're like, hey, Mark, I need to, I've been traveling a lot. I need to ice my muscles.
Oh, that's like, fun.
That is fun, actually. That's cool. I really like that. I mean, yeah, it's cool.
The only thing I see for Kava Party is how to host a successful Kava Party in The Sims 4, Island Living. Like, all the Kava
is
stuff
actually
is
playing
in
Sims
the 4
when
Sims.
You get there.
Is it going to be online? Wait, there must be. It must be related to a real thing, but it is weird that the first links are all related to The Sims.
Yeah, he owns his pharmacy down there. Him and his wife own a pharmacy where they break free pharmacy, I think it is, where they also have cryotherapy and they do yoga and stuff like that. So they are also having a kava party that night. Kava is a food that you eat and it's delicious.
And why do you have a party about it?
I could explain it, but I would need charts and graphs. It's better just to experience it.
Well, Ryan, I really think you could take a ride for $26 aboard the Megabus.
Don't they like explode?
I don't know. It's only 4 hours and 21 minutes, but it looks pretty great. It's called the Megabus, right?
Yeah, Megabuses are around. I've seen them explode before. There was a thing about them exploding.
Wait, what the fuck?
One from Chicago to Minnesota.
Is this like a real thing, yeah. A Megabus?
Yeah, they have.
It's a Megabus. It's basically just a big bus that a bunch of people get on.
Yep, it's Ooh. Like a... And then it's like a... What do you call it? Direct, like it's one to one. It doesn't make a lot of stops. Yep. The guy watched his Megabus explode and tweeted about it. 2016.
On Megabus, feel free to join Megabus Ride Wi-Fi Network and watch one of thousands of free television and/or movies during your ride aboard Megabus,
and before it explodes into 1,000 pieces. So we'll work that out. I'm guessing Ryan is going to be like, man, I got my Megabus. Go fuck yourself, Chris. I ain't going to no goddamn Kiwi party. Do whatever you want.
I'm getting a little more scared now. I might be like, fuck that. Actually, I also don't, and this is a truthful thing, I wouldn't want to mess with your time with Mark. And that's truthful.
You're an idiot.
I know you say that, but I'm just saying it's true.
Time we got back, say around 7:40, for those last 3 or 4 hours, you wouldn't want to mess with my time with Mark.
Well, I don't know how long you've been with Mark. Is that your only day with him? See, I don't know.
No, I'm there the day before, too. And I'll be at a fucking kava party, baby.
That's a little scary.
Just for the record, can we... Ryan, where was your first ticket to Disney located?
I think you went to Disneyland.
Oh, fill out the whole story.
Yeah,
you're talking about my ticket to Disneyland in California. Is that what you're referring to?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And everybody else said go to Disney World.
Oh yeah.
I had a bad string of fortune.
You know,
a bad string of fortune.
I know. There's somebody's wife who is very interested in planning. I wonder if you could get her to plan for you.
I was sitting upstairs when Ryan texted me, and he said, and I quote, "Huh? I just realized I'm flying into Miami. My travel plan is not on point. I'm looking into options. Think I could stay with you and Mark that evening?" Unquote. And Amy turned to me and said, "How does he exist in this world?"
Amber.
So I asked him the same thing. And he said, usually effective. but occasionally less so. So I appreciate that.
Honestly, I think it's an anomaly for me. I mean, I'm not immune to mistakes. I'm not immune to getting lost. I like do dumb things, but this kind of mistake is not like normal. It's like it's an anomaly. I'm just saying.
Okay, but tell us the truth. Did Amber get your ticket?
No, she didn't.
Then how the fuck do you fly into Miami? Like, how do you do that? How are you? You're like, well, okay, let me look up the best prices. It's to Orlando. Cool. Oh, look at this one. That's great. No, it's to Miami, but fuck it.
Here's what I think happened. We were talking about you saying you could fly into Miami even, and I could pick you up because it's close to Fort Lauderdale. And I think what happened is I found a good deal, and I thought that's a good idea. And I picked the flight, and then I, like, let a week pass or something, and then I continued my planning but forgot about right. So I think it was that kind of thing where,
see, at least that makes sense. I was so confused for a long time, but
oh yeah, no, I think I was like, I forgot that I had made that thought and then like started planning again later when it happened.
Okay. Also, I'm not sure geography is Ryan's strongest suit.
That's true, but yeah, I don't need that to like double check things and look at maps online.
I disagree, because somebody wanted to go into through Milwaukee to get to Chicago.
You can.
You can. It's not the fastest.
MapQuest has told us that we should go through here.
If that's all you got on me, and I don't even remember that because that was like 800 years ago, then I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
No. We also have a time when you drove the vehicle back with you and Amy with the television in the car, and you guys can't drive 3 miles without getting lost.
That is true. I fully accept.
But it's not like they lived in Maple Grove, so they knew where to go.
Right. Oh, not like you lived in Maple Grove your whole entire life.
Yeah, let's get off Ryan because I just got off him.
Oh man,
I just gotta
stretch before your kava party though. Just remember that.
That's a good point. I don't plan on it. I should. Yeah. Oh, there's so much to talk about tonight. I hope we can get everything in. Quite frankly, so I mean, we'll figure it out, right? The only thing I'm a little concerned about, Ryan can figure out his shit. I'm around the area. If he wants to take a Megabus, he can do whatever he wants. He'll figure it out. He's a big boy, you know? It's not like he just gets on fucking trains in London and goes the wrong way while we're all waiting.
By the way, went the correct way when you guys ditched me.
Okay, anyways, let's move on. Let's not rehash old shit. I mean, what I'm saying is Ryan will figure it out. He's always perfect when it comes to this stuff. It'll be fine.
I'm pretty good. I mean,
but shit. What was my point? Oh, my only thing I'm a little worried about. The only thing I'm a little worried about is that we have an 8:10 lightsaber building appointment for a park that closes at 8:00. I'm a little bit concerned about that.
Yeah,
but I think we'll
see how that goes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Take Disney in our post. Let's see if they respond.
Yeah. Oh shit, these guys need our help. Send the Disney squad immediately.
We're here to help.
So how you guys week? How's your week been going? Everybody having a fine week? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. How about you?
Exhausted.
Oh fuck. I'm good. I'm good. I'm great. I'm fucking exhausted.
I like it.
It's been a long week.
Sweet. Why has it been a long time?
Is Hannah riding you again?
Every night. Hours. It's great, but I'm exhausted.
Unfortunately, it's, you know, she uses the strap on, so it's hours in.
We take turns. You know.
It's been a tough week, honestly. I've been pretty depressed. Kobe died, and that's not the reason why I'm depressed, but yeah, Kobe fucking died. How did you guys hear about it? Do you remember where you were when you heard about Kobe dying?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Is this like a Michael Jackson thing?
Yeah, because your grandchildren will ask you, where were you when Kobe died?
No, I don't think they will, but that's cool.
I also don't think they will.
Because I learned about it on Twitch, which is a sign of how I get my news. I was watching a stream and so, and he was like, yeah, rip Kobe. Okay, rip Kobe. I was like, what the fuck's that mean? Google, oh shit, Kobe Bryant just died like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I got.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I was gonna say I got home from work. I think and
Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
It was Sunday.
I was out somewhere and I got home.
Nish our time.
And Amber said, Kobe died. And I was like, what? I must have been shopping or something. And yeah, I probably will forget that if anybody asks me in 20 years.
How dare you? You remember where you remember where you were on 9/11, right?
I do. Yep. I do.
See? Same thing.
It's a tragedy, but I don't think it was a national tragedy. But it was a bad thing. So
yeah, it's always sad.
Yeah, it didn't mean that much to me, honestly. I mean, Kobe's great. The weirdest thing for me was I was trying to think. I think he retired like 4 years ago, and it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But some people at the gym were talking about it in the locker room, and. And there was a bunch of like it when they started talking about his daughter being with him. That really affected me a lot. And I was like, "Man, that sucks. That's different, right?" Kobe dies. That, it's okay.
I think that got me more than Kobe dying. It was like that his daughter was with him, and then the other family was with him.
Yeah. So I just start thinking what those last moments must have been like for him, you know, and he's worried about his daughter and stuff. So then that got to me really bad. And somebody else was like, man, if this was just a regular person, you wouldn't care. And I thought that's not true. And I said to him, man, you know what? My daughter died, and I got emails from people literally all over the world that did not know me. I got from people from fucking the Philippines and Fiji and England and somebody from Turkey. So don't tell me people don't care, even though you don't know them. That just doesn't mean that you may have more sympathy. And we didn't have any more conversations after that, so I don't
know. Everyone got real cool.
We don't make them uncomfortable.
Everyone's like, "Oh, I got to get out of here, man. I'll see you. Okay, bye." But I just felt like people, whatever.
Were you in the sauna?
Yeah.
Oh, man. all the best conversations.
That is a completely separate discussion. I'm willing to get into it whenever you are.
I'm ready, man. I want to know about this sauna towel.
So we're
like,
putting Kobe behind us? Kobe?
No, we're not done yet.
Kobe? Oh, okay. You're not done yet? Oh, shit. Okay. No, okay.
First, we have to let D2 answer where he was when he heard.
Oh, I was in my dad's wood shop with the kid, with the boys as we were building our Pinewood Derby cars. So
they were probably devastated, huh?
Oh, there. I was like, oh, I get it on my phone. And I'm like, oh, Kobe died. My dad's like, what? I'm like, yeah, Kobe died. And the kids are like, "Who's Kobe?" And I'm like,
"And they were like, which Pokemon is Kobe?"
You're like, "Is there a Kobe XL?"
Right? Yeah, there's a Kobe Pokemon.
Can I make a Pinewood Derby car?
Right, and like when he evolves, he turns into Black Mamba.
That's true.
Why is he Black Mamba?
That's his nickname.
Motherfucker, Black Mamba. I'll be Black Mamba.
That was his nickname.
Because he took the thing from Kill Bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where were you, Adam? Remember?
Sitting on my couch waiting for my wife to get home.
Waiting for Kobe to die. I just sit on my couch every day waiting for Kobe to die.
Adam was like sitting in my cage waiting for my wife to get home to let me out. I really had to go to the bathroom. Me and the dogs were going to run outside real quick.
That's true.
Tinkle and then run back in.
And of course I was on Reddit, so.
That's pretty quick. Some of the best, quickest news you'll get is on Reddit. It's really weird that way.
Seriously, it flies.
Hey, one more thing on Kobe, or many more if you want. But I think the reason that people think, like, you know, you wouldn't care if he wasn't famous, I actually don't think that's true. I'm with you, Chris. I think it's more that you wouldn't know if he wasn't famous.
Yes, people die every day and you hear about him. Yes.
Right, and that's true, but, like, if you think about it that way, it puts it in different perspective. Like, yes, if he wasn't famous, I wouldn't have known him, but when you know, you're going to feel bad. Yeah. You're going to feel for the situation. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, is it right that you don't know about some other thing that happened? Or, like, I don't think there's a morality to the fact you know or you don't know. It just is what it is. But right. You know and you feel how you feel, and that is the way it is.
Yeah, I think the other thing is that he didn't die of a heart or of old age, right? Or being
right.
He didn't live to be 70 and then he just kind of passed away. He died in a helicopter accident or with his daughter with him. That is a complete set of circumstances that is different. So for a while on Twitch, somebody was like, oh, Rick Fox was in the airplane with him, and everybody was like, no, Echo Fox, no!
Yeah. Really? Oh, man.
Yeah, because we were over at family's doing, like, one of Griff's, I don't even know that, what relate, that would be, like, my cousin's kid, so I don't know, second cousin or one cousin removed little birthday thing. And it was just on the TV, and it was just like, oh, shit, okay. But other than that, I was just like,
meh.
Helicopters, come on, guys. Helicopters, you don't want to be in those things.
Well, I didn't know the details either. The gym tried basically inform me of the details, which it was the gym informing me of details, so these may not be correct. But I didn't know it was like not advisable traffic with the weather and everything. That
yes,
they decided to travel anyways. And I didn't know that part. Yeah, it was like dangerous. No, not many other things were going up because of that.
So. Was his wife with him?
No.
Everyone like they said, died that was there.
They had, I guess they had a thing that said they would never travel in a helicopter together.
Mm. So, hey. Yeah, that's what Amy mentioned. She was like, yeah, you know, apparently some people do that. Like, we never fly in the same plane together. And I always thought, man, that's weird. Because you, like, you travel in the same car, and that's, like, more deadly than a plane.
Well, and on top of that, wouldn't you just rather have everybody go at the same time?
No. I'm sorry, but no. I would not. I appreciate the mentality, but I would not.
Yeah, it is weird because I feel like maybe it's more for like small planes and small aircrafts. Like I wonder if the small plane rate of incident is higher than like passenger planes.
Hmm.
Well, because what you're saying there is like this is dangerous enough where it's worth making a plan. We're not both in at the same time, which would be like then it's dangerous enough where I probably want to skip it. You know what I mean? Like
helicopters are so. Everything has to be perfect because of the way they are built that if an incident happens on a helicopter, your rate of survival is probably super, super low.
Yeah.
And, like, the rate of incidents between a small plane and a big plane are probably relatively the close. But, once again, a small plane, the odds of you, if a bad thing happens to a small plane, it's so much more catastrophic than a big thing. Hey, one plane, an engine goes out on one on a big plane. Oh, cool, we have four engines, we have three, we're all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
an engine goes on a small plane, you're fucked.
What kind of plane are you flying that's got G6, three engines?
I'm running on a G6.
Hey, we got G6s, baby.
G6. I think that's a plane, right?
Yeah, how the fuck do you think we're getting down to Florida, man? You opted out, baby. You opted out of this Disney trip. Now we're going all hardcore.
Taking Ryan's G6. His fucking stocks took off.
The problem is we're going to – you got to fly into Miami.
Miami first.
It's on the way. You just have to jump out with your parachutes as we go across Orlando.
I was thinking about that in the helicopter. Like, if a plane's going down, you can take your shot and, like, try to jump for water. I mean, you're probably going to die. But if a helicopter's going down, you can't even jump because the rotors are going to hit you.
Yes. And most of the time you go and start spinning. Yeah. Which means like, oh, cool, there's blades above me and spinning around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a blender. Not ideal. All right. R.I.P. Kobe. So anyways, let's talk about the sauna because you guys came up in the sauna this week. All you guys, by name, kind of. I was like, my boys. And they're like, oh, your boys? Yeah, my boys. Because you got to say boys or fellas. Those are the only two acceptable terms in the sauna. You can't say friends. You got to say my boys or my fellas.
What about crew? Is crew okay?
Oh, I never tried crew. I should. I should try that. They'd probably be like, oh, you construction worker? I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, you say that's my running crew. And they're like, oh, you're running crew. My athletes. Be. Yeah, I was like, yeah, they're really great.
So, yeah, I was. I was wearing.
Could you say your gang?
Ooh, no.
Wrong
you
want to
get shot? Better. Fuck. Everyone's naked, but they still have guns. Jesus Christ, Adam. What the fuck?
Where do they keep it? Between their butt cheeks?
Don't worry about it.
No, they're suitcasing them guns. Everybody knows that.
So, I was sitting in the sauna, and I was using my Turkish bathrobe sauna towel, because that's what I use. And I think it's literally one of the best things I've gotten recently for my quality of life improvement, mainly because it has a pocket. And before in the past, I would have had to put like my... Well, picture this. You get out of the sauna.
Between your butt cheeks, Chris.
Thanks, Adam. You go to the shower. Where do you put your phone? Like
butt cheeks.
You hold it in your hands. But
As you take a shower.
Butt cheeks.
Wait.
That's my point. You go from the sauna to the shower. Where do you put your phone?
Butt cheeks.
Okay. Don't you put it in the locker with the rest of your
locker's
stuff?
Back the other way. You don't want to go back. The fucking efficiency here, all right? You don't want to do that. So I've done everything besides my butt cheeks. I put it on the top of the thing, and I actually forgot it there once and had to run back for it. I put it on the floor where it gets water in it. There's just no good – you know, you don't got any clothes. All you got is a towel, so there's no good place to put it. Now I just hang up my sauna towel, and it goes right in the fucking the pocket. It's amazing.
Yeah, that seems good. Yeah, that's
but
good.
Let's step back a few notches. So I'm talking to some guys I know. They're there. We talk occasionally. We have conversations, and it comes up with, "Hey man, what's with that? You usually come in here in like boxers. What's with this? What's with the towel?" And I'm like, "Let me explain. This is a Turkish sauna towel, and my friends, they make fun of me so much about using the sauna that they got me a Turkish sauna towel thinking this would make the funny thing happy at Christmas time, even though it's the most efficient thing ever." And they were like, "It seems really useful. Do they not go in the sauna?" And I said, "My friends will not come to the gym with me. You work here. Give me your best sales pitch. How the fuck do I get my friends in the gym with me?" And then we had a long conversation about that. So you guys came up. It was great.
Look, Chris made a new friend.
No, they're the same people. I was just talking about you guys instead of myself.
No new friends, Chris.
And the guy... You
got a good sales pitch or not?
Well,
really?
The guy who works there who's really nice, he works out before and he plays ball all the time, and I always see him, and he's super positive, and we talk a lot about being positive and stuff. And, he was like, "You know what? You can't... They got to come on their own time. They'll discover it in their own time. You're not going to make them work. It's not going to happen. You know, give them like 20 years. Then they'll figure it out." And I was like, "Yeah, they'll figure it out." and then some guy was like, "Well, they ain't too old, are they?" I was like, "Man, 20 years from now, they're going to be old." He's like, "Well, wait till they have their first heart attack. Then they figure it out." I was like, "All right, then they'll figure it out."
Here's what's going to happen, man. Like, I'm going to make sure, like, and now that I know, I think I've got enough data to figure out who these guys are. And then I might hit one of them with a car and be like, "Nice gym going now."
It doesn't even make sense what you just said.
What? I'm going to hit him with a car.
So the other piece of advice I got was, you know what, man? You be the inspiration. You do you. You take some pictures of yourself, show them what kind of progress you're making, and maybe you'll inspire them. And I was like, "Fuck yeah, maybe I'll inspire them. I'll show them my ass. That'll do it. Then they'll see my ass, yeah. And then they'll be inspired. And one day they'll be like, hey, Chris, I found this new thing called a gym. You should go with me." And I'll be like, "Yeah, that'd be great."
Chris is going to be our new, what's his name? Who's the guy that is always positive that Joe talks about?
I don't know. Way to go, dude. And I'm just like, killer of conversations.
Joe Rogan.
He's the guy who talks about positive guys.
So Joe Rogan always talks about the guy... I can't think of his name.
You should have just looked it up real quick.
Oh, are you thinking of Jocko? Jocko Williams?
No.
You should have just said yes and cut your losses, baby. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know. Well, if it comes to you, let us know. All right. But anyways, it was a fun day at the sauna, and it made me happy to listen to some people talk.
Yeah. This just in, the newest fad in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota is... Turkish towels.
We ran out of Turkish towels.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So I knew it was going to be efficient. I knew you were going to like it. That's why I did it.
Uh-huh. I didn't say you did. But also, there's a small sliver of how to cook cocks or how to cook with cock or something.
No, that was all about Adam.
50 ways.
Eat cock.
To eat cock. That's yes, weird. But...
Also...
Cock the way grandma
cock the way grandma eats it or like
liked it. Yes. Have you made anything from there?
Not yet.
All I know is I'm seeing a fucking wall that looks blank and it's really starting to piss me off. Put that motherfucker up on that sidewall. I can see the sidewall.
You know how like Chris just a second ago was talking about inspirations, right? He's like, "I'm gonna be the inspiration." And that's what I'm really trying to do for Adam. It's like I'm gonna go to Disney. Be an inspiration to him to try and show him the way. I don't have time to be two kinds of inspiration. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So maybe when Adam is inspired, I will also be inspired.
How do you get to be the inspiration? Why don't we don't get to be the inspiration?
Yeah. I don't know. I just decided because you're already the inspiration. Ryan is the inspiration to better plan where he's going to fly into and out of.
I'm pretty sure last like August, I was like, guys, start saving. We're going to fucking go to Star Wars next year. And you guys are like, Chris is on his tangent again. Let's not worry about that.
I decided I was going to be the inspiration. I was inspired by your conversation about being inspired to be the man who inspires people now.
I love it.
Only on this specific thing.
I think Dave like secretly said, you should go on a Florida trip and visit some people there and then go to Star Wars. And then ask us to come, and then we'll say yes.
That could be it.
It was all part of his plan.
But, Ryan, do you remember our adventure that we had when we went into Chris's dreams, and we went deep, deep into his subconscious and inspired, and we inceptioned the shit out of him? So mm-hmm. Chris will always think it's his idea.
I hope not, because I had a dream Tuesday that I couldn't go back to sleep from. I haven't had, like, bad dreams in a long time, but I could not go back to sleep. I woke up at 2:30, and that means I went to bed at, like, 1:30. And then the rest of the day, I was dead because I couldn't go back to sleep. That's how much the dream fucked with me. And I was like, God damn it. Now I'm fucked for the rest of the day. And the next day, because I fell asleep at 9 o'clock and I woke up at 11.
that's when you popped
up. That's why I talked to you. Yeah. So, anyways, don't inception me. My fucking dreams fucked with me.
I'm sorry. It's so cool in there, man. There's all kinds of weird crap going on.
There's weird shit going on.
There's a lot of sauna fights.
A lot of flexing going on.
Flexing and flexing, right?
Every night when the boys are brushing their teeth, I flex. I look at them
and go, and they're just like, dude.
No, that's Amy. She's like, ugh.
God, do you just look at yourself in the mirror all the time? Like, that's what she says, right?
That's not this ain't for you. I know you don't like people that are getting in shape. I know you don't like that. This is for me. This is to inspire me.
I do think it was interesting that the guys at the gym were like, you know what you need to do to get him to go to the gym? It's like, be the inspiration, look like get buff and like look good and like, you know, hang out. Like they basically were repeating what people who like to go to the gym are their reasons for going to the gym. You know, like
I think they were just talking about what they've seen in their life. They're like, hey, I had a friend. He was kind of cool. He's neat. And he's like, man, I really see you working hard at the gym. Maybe I'll go. Kind of stuff like that. And the one guy.
I can see him.
I don't think the one guy is like a salesman. I think he just works there. But, you know, I'm sure he's always like thinking about it. But anyways.
That motivation guy, his name is David Goggins.
I literally say that. Oh, I said Jocko Wilkins. Yeah, David Goggins, the other one.
You said Jocko.
Yeah. David Goggins is a super guy. You guys should watch him, too. He's super. Maybe he'll inspire
you. Is he related to Walter Goggins?
No.
No.
Ooh, shit. That guy. That's fucking Sean Hare's TV movie version.
Could be. You should watch fucking the big first one that David Goggins ever made. He's the dude that was like 350, and he was a fucking pest control guy, and he hated it. Like, he couldn't get into the Navy and a bunch of other shit, and then he completely changed his life around him for no reason other than the fact that he wanted to. So.
And now he runs, like, ultra marathons and, like, crazy shit.
That'd be great if every one of you were like, I'm going to fuck with Chris. I'm going to become so good, I'm going to run ultra marathons, and then we'll see what he does. I would fucking think that's amazing, as long as you let me train with you.
Yeah. Wait, this David Goggins is a positive guy? I thought he was like just like a hard ass guy.
No, he's super positive.
Because
I think I saw a video of his where he was like, you know, you just gotta work. Everything else is bullshit. You work, you put in the work. That's how I recall it. But I might be remembering the wrong guy or something.
Yeah, you have no brain. So let's
I'm pretty sure that's true.
He's the
toughest man alive, apparently.
Well, I think he's also the guy who set like the pull up record in 24 hours or
something. Oh yeah, 24 hour pull up record.
Okay, so let's talk about what's going on in the world. Sorry, Adam.
He did one pull up.
He broke the record.
One really long pull up.
Yeah, for 24 hours. world, internet, net world, fun movie
world,
stuff.
World internet.
Talk
world.
About stuff. Let's go. Let's talk about cool stuff that's going on in the world.
Well, so this weekend is a big sports ball tournament, I guess.
Yeah.
Sports ball? Which sports ball?
What are you guys' plans? Let's go around the room.
I
didn't know there was a sports ball tournament. Which one?
Like, probably make something to eat and watch the televisions?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
I don't got plans. Is it Ryan, Sunday?
Yes, the day that the Super what Bowl is always on. The Super Bowl.
Seriously, the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Super Bowl is on.
Super Bowl.
Birthday. Oh, who's playing in the Super?
Two football teams. Why does it matter to you right now?
And some other team.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right.
And the San Francisco Fairies.
Gold guys?
No, the San Francisco Fairies, because they have fairies everywhere.
That's true, they do. Yeah, this is the first year we're not going to anything. Like, we're not going to a gathering. We're not sitting around. Like, it's really the first year that we haven't. And usually we'll go, like, let's go watch the commercials, because that's the fun part, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, like, during the commercial, everyone's talking, and most of the commercials are released beforehand anyways now.
Right.
Which kind of sucks.
And then people just... And then Amy just yells at people and is like, shut up! I'm trying to watch a commercial!
Well, yeah, she wants to hear the commercials. Obviously.
She takes her TV so seriously.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, you just record it. But I guess Walmart has never had it's highly efficient to record everything and just watch it.
No, not to have to watch it again when you're already watching it. That's like
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, watch it, like, after.
Right, then you can't go to a gathering. That's what I'm saying. Anyways.
Wally World.
Walmart. What about Walmart?
I guess Walmart has never had a Super Bowl commercial, and they have one, and it's really fucking good, dude.
Really?
There's Star Wars in it. I put a link up. It's like the first, like, there's Bill S. Preston Esquire is in it, both old and young version of him.
But see, it's already out? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I want this. See, that's what I mean. Like, it used to be cool that everyone got to experience the commercial at the same time. Then a few years back, they're like, fuck you, we're going to do it online. And then the cool people would be like, oh, I've seen this, it's really neat. And Amy would be like, shh, I'm trying to watch it. And they would be like, I've seen this 36 times, I don't care, look at my butt. And you'd be like, woo!
Right, yeah, exactly. I've been working out. Dude, it's my towel, look at it. It's like, does that provide motivation for you, Amy? She's like, yes.
No.
Yes, it does.
She's like, are you getting more fit? That provides less motivation for me. And I finally am more repulsive.
Right. I like you. I just like you the way you are.
It's true.
You're changing so much.
Only person I've ever met that's like, congratulations, you're losing weight and getting in shape. I find you more repulsive.
Really?
Yes.
Aww.
Okay, so that's a cool one. It's one I should look for.
Yeah.
Or just watch more, right here.
I find you more beefy.
Just watch it and see what happens.
But
I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to not get spoiled. I'm going to save it to the
But I'm not watching the Super Bowl, so there's really no reason for it.
No,
right.
That's true. I might watch the Super Bowl.
I think he just threw up in his mouth.
Oh, excuse me.
His mouth. But, so, we all know Star Wars Land is in Disney because that's what's happening, but Marvel is also opening a park in Disney. It's the Avengers Campus.
Oh.
Which opens up in California Adventure in Anaheim, you know, so part of Disneyland Resort is doing that. But, so you're going to be able to go and see a bunch of different things, you know, go around stuff, but what they're having is they've been working on this for a long time. Up in the air, above everything, is there's going to have animatronic Spider-Man swinging across the sky above you from time to time.
That's really sweet.
And because they've been practicing doing it, it's like it'll swing on a web, it'll let go of the web and grab onto another web. So it's doing the flips and shit in the sky above there. And I don't know how long until that thing kills somebody.
Yeah, or somebody does something stupid.
It's set up in a perfect spot where it's like, if it were to fall, it will fall onto the top of a building and completely away from everything, which is probably what they're doing.
I just have, some asshole's just going to throw his, like, chalupa at it or something and be like, ah, and knock it off its axis.
Yes, but so far they will have a Doctor Strange live show in Ant-Man and the Wasp microbrewery. Clever.
Lame.
I like that. I like it. Nope. I like it. Guardians of the Galaxy ride and stuff like that. So it will be, it'll be another basically park because it's Disney and they want you to go there all the time.
Spend more money.
Hey,
which is great.
If you live there, it'd be cool if you got like an annual pass and just went as much as you want. That'd be pretty neat.
Right. So now everyone's saying, like, you know how badass it would be if, like, Star Wars Land, like, the Mandalorian's flying over, and he's, like, got his jetpack, and, like, there's Baby Yoda in tow and stuff? You're like, yeah, look at that shit.
Yeah. They're like, give it 10 years. So we don't... the waivers. You gotta sign waivers. Sign this waiver.
Remember, I don't know what it was like, 10 years ago, it was like Star Wars was still owned by George Lucas and stuff, and there was all that like, "Hey, we're gonna make a show. It's going to be cool. It's going to be show. You know, we're going to make a Star Wars show.
Ewan McGregor.
But no, it was all before that, and it was like a big thing, and everyone's like, wow, this could be a show. It's going to be great. It's going to be really cool. So as of today, they have released test footage, and it's like 10 minutes long of like actual footage, and it's like in the lower slums of Coruscant and stuff. It's like after Order 66 and stormtroopers and stuff. It's really
that looks
pretty
cool.
So it's like, you know, so it's they release footage, and yeah, it's kind of like behind the scenes, and like, so there's a lot of concept art and stuff like that, and like the special effects aren't fully done. But it kind of gives you an idea of what they're going for.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I like George Lucas.
We know.
The power of math.
He's really angry.
He's really George Lucas?
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that?
Because I've like come across some recent videos of him
reacting.
I met
him. He was an asshole.
No, he's got videos of him reacting to all the new movies, including like The New Hope, and he like is angry.
A New
he's
Hope?
Fucking angry.
He's mad at the like, first Star Wars?
No. The Force Awakens. Right, like I'm saying, not like he's mad at all of the ones he didn't make. Let me just put it that way.
So everything he wasn't involved.
So let me ask you guys a question. So I put on the main page the other day that there's this the leak script for the leak original script for Episode 9 is out there. Okay. And yep. There's like a 10-minute video where the guy basically walks you through the plot. It's substantially different. Yep. A lot of shit happens. Watch it sometime and when you're at your leisure and tell me what you think about that as well. But what I'm curious about is why do you think it would have been better to have like a singular director for these movies or a singular planner or somebody that could keep, because it just seems like they're just so disjointed in a way, you know, the styles are different and it seems like shit that they set up in like 8, they completely went back on a 9, you know what I mean? And I think that's a big part of why people had some issues with them.
Well, in A New Hope, George Lucas did it. In Empire, somebody else directed it.
Irvin Kershner.
There it is. And then who did...
Richard Marquand.
Yes. So that, but who was the creative force there? George Lucas.
Yes. He's always the big executive producer. Boom.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And you can hate the first 3 movies, 1, 2, and 3, but that they all look the same. They all feel the same.
Feel the same, right.
Except, well, yeah, in a way. The robots are dumb, but yeah.
Yes, but at least the robots are dumb in the first one. They don't just get rid of them for the second one. And
they're all Terminators
and
now.
And then all, yes, they're all Terminators. They're all super cool and different. It's like, oh yeah, those are just our shitty version ones. These new ones are badass. They like talk in a cool voice and like...
they're just Cylons. We look exactly like humans.
Yes, just Cylons. But yeah, like I definitely think, and that's why the Avengers and stuff, like basically Marvel things, they have their pieces that are a little different and they don't always 100% fit, and they might retroactively change something because it didn't work great and stuff like that, but they all are similar enough, like the Marvel movies. You could tell they're all different, but they're all similar enough because there's the one guy behind everything saying like, hey man, I think we got to change this just a little bit. I know, do your thing, but do it kind of just
do it
a
like
little
I
bit
do
left.
It.
Do it a little bit left of where you were going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I think that might be a big issue because there's just felt like there were so many threads from those last 3 movies that never got pulled together. And should have been able to. I mean, Broom Boy was a great example. Like, why the fuck do you end a movie with a kid with a broom that uses the force to pick up the broom and then never talk about that again or anything like that again, or even that kid's, you know, there's stuff like that that just seems weird. Like, why is that thread even there?
Right.
And if you read that, or if you watch the guy talk about the script that was leaked, a lot of that stuff was actually came together pretty nicely.
Yes, it did. Yeah. It did. So, and that was the Jurassic World guy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much do you think death of Carrie Fisher may have played a little bit of a role in that?
I don't know.
Having to revamp the story, because it was like the beginning of the script was pretty Leia heavy.
Leia. Jeez.
It's the English Leia. Don't worry about it.
Leia. Mm-hmm. Ah, jeez.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's American.
Possible. I don't know. I didn't
see yes. That. Well, I mean, maybe it's definitely interesting.
Maybe they killed off Han too early.
I think he was happy to go, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, Star Wars is cool and all, but you guys want to talk about the real shit? The real shit and fucking talk about some Star Trek shit? Yeah!
As long as it's not Picard.
Woo! Picard is fucking Picard. People in the Dude, ass.
You can watch the first episode for free. Absolutely yep. anywhere on the internet.
They posted it for free, I think, yesterday.
So, Picard set CBS All Access records for a number of new subscribers in January, or basically new subscribers in a month, as well as number of views first week kind of stuff. Because people love Picard. And I gotta tell you, this thing is so fucking chock full of fan service, it's ridiculous. Like, things make me laugh that I know nobody, like, a few like fans, super fans would laugh at, but Amy would be like, "Why are you laughing?" kind of a thing. It's like a really good Avengers movie where everything fits together nicely and cool and awesome.
And I thought today's second episode was kind of cool.
Yeah, there was so much cool stuff that going on in this episode.
I was like, "Oh my god!"
Without spoiling anything, like they do shit like somebody refers to him as a relic, and which is the name of one of the most famous episodes. And yeah. She mentioned somebody else says, "Have you ever felt like a stranger to yourself?" And, which is an Inner Light fucking reference. And when Picard opens his vault, oh my god, he's got a vault because of course you're a fucking admiral, you got your own vault. You just see all his old shit. Oh, it's fucking cool. Like, oh, that's from that episode. Oh, that's from that episode. Oh my god! Oh my god!
And then Amy's like, "Get the Kleenex."
No, she don't watch with me.
that's just a sea show.
I know that I would not catch any of these.
Oh, but it's so cool because of that you can enjoy it without it, but it's just awesome to see.
Yeah, you don't need to catch the references to watch it.
Well, I'm not saying I dislike the show or won't watch it. I'm saying I'm glad for Chris, but I that is for Chris. And others like Chris.
Well, even the main guy that it seems like he's trying to find the first few episodes was a character in one of the more famous episodes, Measure of a Man, where he's
Measure of a Man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where he's like, "Is Data a real person? Let's have a trial, find out."
But come on, Pinocchio's strings are cut.
Yeah, there's just so much to enjoy. Even if you just enjoy it from it on its merits, it's cool because. Fucking that guy who's Picard, I think his name is Picard actually in real life. He just changed it, Sir Picard. He's a really good actor and he delivers lines that make me very happy. And probably only by somebody who says like he can see himself at the nearing the end of his life and he puts that into his acting and that's kind of cool, you know? So you guys should watch it. Yeah. You don't get knighted for nothing, baby.
Hey, he gets knighted for Dune. Everybody knows that.
he gets knighted because don't you have to pay money to get knighted?
No. Why would the fuck Queen need money? She owns England.
Dude, it's not like a fucking star on the Hollywood Star Walk of Fame. Where it's like, hey, here's some money. Can I get one?
I know you're from Canada, but you have a lot of money. So Sir Justin Bieber is now here. Like, no, it's not for money.
I think we should see if Amy can get the Weird Al group to like chip in to get a knighthood for Weird Al. I like the idea.
I think you have to be English. I'm not positive. I think you do.
How much English?
Pay double, maybe? Pay double.
That's true.
How much English?
That's true. And everyone's like at least like 1%, right?
Because, I'm a little bit English.
Everybody's a little bit English. Everybody, well, not everybody, but most people are.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
So there's a lot of cool things to enjoy. You should watch this show. You should do it
the Kelvin universe? Come on.
I know. It's the one thing that's annoying to me, but it doesn't matter.
No, it's not annoying. But, it's like it's fan service to the other fans that might not know the same stuff that you know.
Well, it's funny. Even the end, they're like, because you can basically retcon stuff if you want in a way. So they're like, this is the Romulan true secret police. You've never heard of them before. They're so secret. Like,
right.
You mean the Tal Shiar? No. That's the regular secret police. No. This is the super secret police.
It's like, you know, if the Tal Shiar had a Tal Shiar on top of it.
That's what we're talking about.
It's like the Tal Shiar.
And you just go along with it because you're like, all right, cool. That's cool.
Right, exactly. It's Yeah, so I haven't watched the second episode, but it's like the first episode. You like literally, Adam, watch it anywhere.
Anywhere.
Like, YouTube is like, I don't know, but CBS is like, we did so good. We're happy. Here, everyone, watch it for free.
Anywhere, so Dave.
We're just going to put it out there.
For you. And it's just a good idea. Like, if you really get into it, you'd be like, all right, now I got to subscribe. All right, cool. But I'll unsubscribe when it's done. And then you forget because your wife wants to watch The Good Fight. So you got to fucking wait. And then you wait for The Good Fights to be over. Then that Picard fucking Discovery's back on. Then you got to watch Discovery. And then fucking Picard's back on. You're like, fine, just take my money, you motherfuckers. Whatever.
Right. And you say, like, okay, Amy, I'm leaving this to you. After The Good Fight's over, cancel this. And then she just leaves it on there for 7 years.
Hey, we just got our garbage changed today, and she's been talking about doing it for like 15 months. So, because
you can just dump it in the neighbor's yard. Nobody would know.
But she was looking through like the contract, and she says, it says it goes up $5 a month, but it doesn't say there's a topping point. And if she looked at the price, we were paying like $160 for fucking garbage, and it literally just keeps going up. Like, if you don't reset it, it just keeps going up forever and ever because people don't look at their bills.
Is that like after like 2 years? Like,
no, it's like you get an introductory rate for 3 months, and then it'll go up like $5 a month. You're like, cool. 2 years later, you're paying $160 for fucking garbage.
I mean, I'm locked in for 2 years at like $30 every 3 months.
You just wait. You just wait till 2 years are up, and you'll be sure
so,
you don't.
Like, are you getting your garbage taken by fucking, you know, the guys down the road with all their trucks? They're like, fuck it, we'll pick it up. $5. Hey, $5 more.
No, it's some company, they roll in with a gold-plated garbage truck. And they're
right, exactly. Is that a platinum Bentley? Yeah, it's a platinum Bentley.
You want to
take all the garbage out and individually package it in plastic bags, you know, carefully sort it.
Right. It's super healthy.
Yeah.
It's really organic. So
so watch Picard. Go watch it. It's good. Fuckers.
But cool. Yeah. You're done with school though, Adam, so that's good. You have more time.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. When's your class?
Whenever I want it to be.
So right now you are done with school.
No. I got a class right now.
What class is it? Anytime you want?
Anytime I want.
It's online. Okay. It's on the line. We got to get on the line.
I think you mean online. On the line, yeah.
On the line. Right, on the line.
That's what I said, on the line.
Which means that you can do it at any time, which is great.
You can even do it from, like, Orlando. Hey,
I know. Orlando has some of the best Wi-Fi I've ever heard of.
Just one more thing about Star Trek. There are also shorts that go along with Star Trek. They're really good. Children of Mars was a really good one. It made me cry. Should watch it. Made me cry mainly because I've been having a shitty week, though. So it's not so much the acting and everything. It's just that I've had a shitty week. So.
What is that episode a show of? Or a show?
It's a short for Star Trek. They make these shorts between seasons to kind of explain what's going on and stuff. So
teasers?
No, they're literally like 8-minute shorts about characters in the universe. So. That's why I said shorts and not teaser.
You said there's one called Kevin or something too. Am I remembering?
Yeah,
that?
I think it was Kevin. That was fucking awesome. I laughed so hard at that one. I think it was Kevin.
Kevin. Okay. All right,
so those are the same type of
things. Yes.
Yep. Cool.
Now you're gonna make me question if it's actually Kevin or not, though.
It's so. Probably Calvin.
No, it's not Calvin. Shows, Star Trek shorts.
It's gonna be Star Trek shorts that you wear.
Yeah, wear these to bed.
Wear these to bed. They're Star Trek shorts.
How come you don't have Star Trek shorts?
Show more. God damn it. Oh, yeah. No, it's Edward. The Trouble with Edward. It's so good. It's so fun. They made a few animated ones that I didn't really like, but most of them are good.
It's animated. I don't like them.
They were good, though. I know. They were funny. They were fun. If you know about the universe, they fit in really well, but, you know, it's animated. So.
Chris, animated. I don't like them.
Chris, no like animate?
No. What were you saying, Dave?
Calvin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Okay.
I was just like, yeah, it's animated. We don't like him.
I got a response on my Google review from our plumber.
Nice.
Well, how did the plumber do?
So I, what I said was, the guy was really nice. I'll just paraphrase, because obviously I write more eloquently. I said, the guy was really nice. The service was great. He was on time. The job they did was great, and they did really efficiently. It was just on the upper end of what I would have expected to pay for such a service, which is completely accurate to what I believe. And then they responded with, like, we'll try to keep that in mind. We try to be really good with service prices and stuff, but, you know.
That's not bad.
Interesting.
No, I'm not an asshole like most people online. On the
line. No. And their response wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. Well, they can't really be... I mean, it's all public. So if they're like dicks, then everyone's going to see them when they look at Google reviews, right, okay. Being them being a dick. Yeah.
Like, yeah. They could be a dick, though. Like, this customer was actually an asshole.
You see that all the time, actually. See, one star.
Like... Right. I do like when they respond to those. When, like, this place was terrible. They're so mean. And then they respond like, well, first of all, you came in and did this, and this. We have it on camera. You were mean to the waiters and waitresses all around, and you did this, so it's cool. Just get out.
Yep, that's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's funny you write reviews to everything.
Not everything.
But well, often. You write reviews more than most people like. You write reviews. So let's just put it that way.
Yeah, cause...
like I could probably ask the question, who writes reviews?
Right.
And now I can say, who besides Chris writes reviews?
Have you ever like looked for a service? I appreciate good reviews when I'm looking for a service for like plumbing. Like I know nothing about who to use. I don't want to be ripped off, so I look for reviews and I weed out I weed out anything that's 5 stars that has no comments, and I weed out anything that's 1 star. That has bitching because right. Those are the people you don't want to care about, and the 5 stars might be bots.
I know reviews are useful.
Yeah,
although I do think they're getting good at making fake ones.
Yeah, well, that's why I like. Yeah, you can discern usually, but you're right; they can make fake ones. So.
It reminds me when the Girl Scouts were at the incubator in Silicon Valley with Jin Yang.
Right.
The Girl Scout outing, and they were all like. He was dictating, like, in broken English, like...
I remember that. That was good.
Your reviews, I like that, too.
I would tell you, though, it's really easy when I'm, like, I'll go sit in the sauna, and if there's nobody there or there's no good conversation, I turn on my phone, and it says, you recently visited here. Would you like to write a review? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'd like to write a review about Marky Mark's Burger, and then you just do it. So your phone, like, prompts you to be...
See, my phone doesn't do that. I probably told it, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like being part of a community. What can I say?
Oh, yeah, it was the Silicon Valley Girl Coding Camp.
Yes.
It's not creepy at all.
Yeah, that's funny,
it's though. Pretty funny. Because he's dictating. I kind of want to play the audio for you.
Don't, we'll get pulled off YouTube.
Yeah, don't really? Do that. Yep.
Well, that controversy could be good.
It's not controversy. It's like, hey, you put recorded stuff on there. Take it off. They do it daily.
Oh, my God. What was it? Did you see that? Oh, there's a video on Twitch. It was a girl who basically had no skills whatsoever because she's just like, I'm a hot girl who does this. And they basically said, like, they banned her, and then she got a whole bunch of stuff. She's like, she did a video. It was like, I can't get a job. I have no skills whatsoever. And everyone's just all like, well, suck it up. Start at the bottom. Like, 99% of the world does.
But wait, why did they ban her? Just because she has no skills and was hot?
Well, no, basically they banned her because she was doing something. They basically warned her a bunch of times that she was doing a bunch of things, and they said, like, all right, you're off, you know, and then basically took away because, there's the higher level stuff where you get, like, more money and stuff for your ads, all this shit like that. But she has no skills whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
So, which is, it's just like, suck it up, lady. You know?
Is she in school still?
I don't know.
She should go to school and get a skill.
That's right.
Yeah. I talked about you this week, Adam, too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was about you wanting to shoot yourself in the month of December. And I had to pull the gun out of your hand and say, nah, man, just do your job until the school's over. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just think of fucking March where we go to Star Wars. You'll be fine.
Remember your fellas. All
right. That's right. Your fellas or your crew. Your
boys.
Yeah.
Your crew.
Your boys.
My gang. My gang.
Friends, that shit's gay. Friends ain't cool.
Uh,
My gang.
Your gang.
You know what else is happening this week? Isn't it fucking the Iowa caucus this weekend for the Democrats? Is that this weekend?
We cut out right at Iowa caucus.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
Iowa. Is it the Iowa caucus this week? That's going to be huge. Fucking Bernie surging. The Yang gang is falling. And
Yang gang's rising. Like the Phoenix, baby. They got burned out in the last debate. Now they're back. Woo!
That's true. Yang is back for the debate to say, it's a freedom dividend. You make an investment in your country, I give you $1,000. Vote for me. It seems pretty simple.
Yeah. Why would you not vote for him?
I fucking have no idea.
It's $1,000. Why wouldn't you?
Ryan, it's been a running joke around the house that we just do impressions of you doing impressions of Joe Biden talking about corn pop. So it's all like, nah, see, corn pop, back in the day. So we just do you doing an impression of Joe Biden talking about corn pop. Oh, it's so funny. Sharpen your knives on the curves.
That shit cracks me up so hard. It's hard to believe it's real.
And then when he goes like, he's just telling people, cool, vote for someone else then. And they're like, dude, you're like doing the opposite thing that you should be doing at this point in time. It's just like, Biden's so crazy.
I don't know if it was true, but I saw him. He was like, you know what? I think I want Michelle Obama for my running mate. Like, ooh, he knows that he's fallen in the polls. And it's like a shameless stunt to try to get people to vote for him.
That is an interesting thing to say, actually.
Yeah, it completely is. People will be like, oh my God, what? Michelle, we love Michelle. She dances on Ellen.
Yeah, you know, I think Klobuchar would be a good vice president. I think she's going to be a vice president.
Sorry.
Dave 3 derailed my day by sending me one of these links to one of those quick polls about who's the Democrat that you like or whatever by answering a few questions kind of thing.
Yeah,
sure.
And, like, it was a bunch of, like, it's like they picked a bunch of questions that were, like, not representative nor important, and then like, and that you could have gone either way on every one of them, and then you picked them and you got some guy, and it was infuriating to me. It just made me angry. And there's like, there's nothing about, do you like UBI? That'd be a good one, you know, if you're comparing these guys.
Yeah, it's like the Trump surveys I get. Because I filled out the first Trump survey to say what a shit pot he is, they keep sending them to me.
Oh, yeah, you're home.
And I just got another one. Do you believe that the shameless attacks on the president are all are A, morally reprehensible, or B, not very nice? Like, wait a minute, those are my only two options.
Where's the other options?
And what the fuck kind of question is that?
I mean, this poll wasn't like that, like bad or anything. It wasn't bad in the sense like it was clearly biased in one way or the other. It was just like
clearly biased.
As you read the questions and you realize how like shallow they were, I guess is how to put it. It was frustrating because you couldn't you was like playing a game where you couldn't like pick the winner, because like it was a dumbass game, you know what I mean? It drove me insane. I actually did some analysis of the thing, but I'm not...
It was a dumbass thing.
How did you really feel?
Like the CNN headline, Buttigieg goes above Biden. Don't worry about the fact that Sanders is above all of them. We won't mention that. We'll just mention that Buttigieg goes above Biden.
Yeah. Adam's boy.
I like him.
It's going to be cool. We're going to find some video of Adam. It's like on March 2nd, he's going to be hanging out with the mayor, Pete. He'll be like, that's where it was. Okay, so now we understand.
What?
Pete Buttigieg chooses local 3D printing magnet Adam White to be his and then
so called
like, is to be his running mate. It's like 30 seconds later, he has dropped Adam White for Adam White's known racist, you know, hanging out with known racist Ryan Thomas.
Clearly substantiated by this podcast, which says he's racist all the time.
Remember last night, Ryan, I was talking about how when that lady asked Joe Rogan, like, who would you vote for in the Democrats right now? And he just said, well, I like Yang, I like
Tulsi,
and I like like Bernie. If I had to vote right now, I'd vote for Bernie. I think he has the best chance. And then people were like, oh my God, this endorsement by this guy is going to be terrible. And I read a review of why that is. And the article was saying how his podcast is both racist and sexist and Islamophobic.
What?
And all I remember is that he's had many gay people on that he really likes and talks to, many Islamic people he talked to and really like, and many women that he talks to and really likes. It's just the fact that if you make a joke about something, you're automatically in that category, which makes me very angry that people can, you know what I mean? It's like, can you make a joke about something and it not define who you are? And that, especially if your job is to be a comedian, like, oh God. Mm-hmm. As the kids say, it was really cringy.
Cringy.
Cringe.
Yeah.
What? Cringe. What kid?
Also, yeah. Also, if you have a bunch of people on from, and you think you're somewhere in the middle, and so you want to hear the cringy people from both sides, yeah. Both, you know, I want to hear some cringy flat earther stuff. I want to hear what they think. I want to hear some scientists what they think. It's like,
dude. One of his best friends is a flat earther. When he has him on, he just laughs at him all the time. It makes me sad. Like, how do you believe that? How?
It's funny.
We just gotta get some good rockets up there, and then be like, okay, everybody, we're going into space. Ready? No, it's flat. Well, we're gonna fly around it. It's pretty sweet, huh?
But you can only see like one side, really. You can see it pretends to curve, but that's just white light refraction, so it's fine, so don't worry about it and stuff.
I just like when you say, like, why don't we have flat Mars Society? Well, we can see that Mars is round. And you're like, what?
Well, everything else is round, man. I mean, we're the only thing in the universe that's not round, obviously.
I mean, we're round, but we're flat round, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah. Flat round. So what do you guys think? What else we got, huh? Anything else? What else is going on in the world? What else is going on in the world that is video games / movies / TV shows? I did watch. I watched the end of that fucking crossover.
Yep.
I know. I'm a little late to the game. The fucking CW 5.
That crossover.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I wasn't super impressed by the fifth episode. But it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Right. They had to.
Very legend-like.
Yeah, and then they had to go like, oh, cool. They never said Justice League. They never said Super Friends.
That was cool. I liked the ending part. It gave me some tingles. I was like, oh, cool. They got this thing and stuff. But a lot of it, I felt it was like forced and kind of annoying. But I did like the fact that they had a Justice League.
But table. Yes. Yeah. Yes. But so, well, speaking of that, though, they had the season finale or the series finale of Arrow the other day, and they're setting up for, basically, it's John Diggle talking about, blah, you know, blah, 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 the world, you made the world a better place, blah, blah, you know, and it's like, family's moving, and he's like, all right, cool, he's like loading up the last of the truck, and it's like, there's something, like a meteor, it's falling to Earth, and you're like, what the fuck is that? Smashes, and he's like, boom, big explosion, he goes and looks at it, and he finds this thing, opens it up, it's something glowing ring. It's a glowing something or other something. Nice. You don't see the ring, but it's a glowing something that is bright green and is cascading over his face. And you're like, they're going to make John Diggle Green Lantern.
Interesting.
Is that Diggle my...
Your what?
Sniggle?
No. I don't know. Adam, like, his brain got Diggle. Diggle my... He's like...
Think, fucker. Processing. Think. They're going to make fun of you. Think.
I can't say that word.
Niggle?
Nagger. You know, I love Amy. She's one of my favorite people in the whole world.
I hope so. You married her.
She is terrible at Wheel of Fortune. And we always have it on just as we play and stuff. We'll be rolling around the ground and playing. And I'll be looking at, there's like three letters that don't exist. And I'm like, oh, that's obviously this, but I don't say it. I just think it in my head. And she looks at it, and then she says something that's completely wrong, and I'm like, you are just terrible at this game. And she agrees. She's like, yeah, I'm terrible at this game. But, yeah, that reminded me of that. Good job. Now I forgot what I was actually going to say. God damn it.
Hey, did you guys say that one show, Watchmen, is not going to get the next season?
Well, it's not designed to have a second season.
Designed for a season, yeah.
The guy who made it doesn't want to do a second season right now, but that doesn't mean that...
Did it complete in a satisfying way?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
See, oh.
Did you like Inception? The end of Inception?
Because
he modeled the ending of his show after the ending of Inception.
You're lying. I'm not lying.
Did you like Inception?
I liked Inception.
Did you feel it was a complete
story? I don't
want to
think about it too much because you're talking about endings that I haven't seen yet.
But all I'm saying is that if you like that as a complete story, then this is the exact same
thing. I was satisfied with Inception.
Then you'll be excited. Who the fuck said they weren't satisfied?
Oh, Jesus, I just Christ. Nobody said it. I just like
son of a bitch.
Got that. I like when you guys said it's not getting a second season. Hmm. It made me like for a second not watch the show.
Think that they're not going to complete the story.
Yeah, because I thought like I don't want to fucking invest in it if it's not going to like.
Got it. The reason that they're not getting a second season is not because it didn't do well. It made a bajillion people happy.
Yeah, people really liked it.
They really liked it. Not only critically, but subscribers really digged it. They would definitely do another season. HBO has said, we want to do another season. It's the director and creator who doesn't want to, based on the fact that he thinks he made a complete thing. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
That helps a lot. It makes me want to watch the next episode I haven't watched yet. I'm pretty far into it, but I got probably three left, maybe.
He's got a nine episodes. Rewatch it.
It's about right then.
Yeah, you rewatch it. Yeah, it's good. Which one was your last one? Just because I'm curious where you're at.
Okay.
The titles are usually pretty telling if you can remember the titles.
I don't remember titles. You remember these? I do not remember.
It's funny because when we were on episode 5, Amy was like, "There's titles to this," and I'm like, "Oh my god!" Some of the titles are the best part of it.
Like they show the title of the screen. Like it's important. It's like in the background, and it looks amazing.
The one I was on is where she was like, she being the ninja girl. What's her name? Like
Ninja Girl.
Ninja Girl.
That's her name.
She's like Black Ninja. Girl.
Black Ninja.
Black Ninja. wasn't Black Ninja. I know that. I even
Sister
remember
Knight?
Sister Knight, there you go. Sister Knight was like recovering from her like taking too much of the thing, and she was knocked on the door where she thought she'd see her father, but there was an elephant and it was all weird and shit.
So that was 7, I think. So, because 6 wasn't 6 the
one? I'm definitely past 6. I've seen 6.
Yeah, 6, six yeah, so that's 7.
Flashback.
Yeah, six was where she was like...
She took nostalgia.
She's tripping on nostalgia in 6, yeah.
And then 7 is, if you watch the next one, which was 7, that means you only have 2 more, 8 and 9. So.
Yeah, I watched 7. So I must have, I think that's exactly where I am. So I got 2 more.
Okay. You're almost there, yeah. I think 9 is really good. I think 6 was really good. Those are my favorite episodes.
I like them. I've liked them all so far.
I know. If I had to rank them, though, because I know you love ranking. Mm-hmm.
Wait, it wouldn't be a rank. Ryan situation without ranking.
She's in rank for me.
I mean, what I should say is it's hard to rank without seeing it all the way through because, like, some episode, I don't know, like it feels like it closes it out and now you can look back. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I like the show. It's good.
Well, I notice the ones that stand out to me, and then the rest are below. The Good Place, we watched the last Good Place today, and somebody's ranking some, and they're like, okay, it's the top one, the top three. It's this, and then it's an 8 million place tie between all these other things, and that's kind of what I feel like. It's like episode 6, 9, and then the rest. So,
The Good Place that had a new season?
This is the last season.
It's the final.
It was really good. We were watching it, and it's called The Final Chapter. And I'm like, Amy, this is an hour and a half long. It's called The Final Chapter. She's like, it's not the last episode. I'm like, it's an hour and a half long. They're usually half-hour shows, and it's called The Final Chapter. I'm pretty sure this is the last one. She's like, oh. But it ended really well. That's a good show.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I should watch that.
If you like Jeremy Bearmes, then you're going to like this one.
That show's pretty goddamn funny.
It's really funny.
The last episode was not very funny. It was more sad, honestly, because they're ending things and stuff. So, but still had some humor in it.
There were they have done a good job of mostly being hilarious, but there were like moments of like genuine like connection between characters and stuff.
You just described our podcast: mostly hilarious, but moments of genuine connection between characters.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah, we're pretty hilarious. Oof.
To ourselves. Mostly. To ourselves and only ourselves.
But who would be... Whom would be here? Ryan would be Cheaty, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it. Right. I can't even deny it.
Ryan's all like, oh, my stomach hurts. yeah, and then it starts getting into, you know, then it starts getting into, oh, I don't know.
It's tough. That's too tough.
I was pretty,
for me to figure out.
I was pretty mean, and then I'd try to be a better person.
Pretty mean?
You guys try and make me a better person. And wait a minute. Oh, we know who Adam is.
Yeah.
Adam is 100%, yeah.
Adam has a resolution to dance.
What are you I don't know what you're talking about.
He had a dance group called Dance Dance Resolution because they resolved to dance.
Yeah, that's definitely Adam. I think Chris would be the Ted Danson's character.
Michael.
And
he's an angel.
No.
He's actually a generally happy, friendly guy, but then occasionally he's accidentally evil. And I think that, you know, or like he's somewhere, like he's a positive, occasionally evil, I would say is a good description, wouldn't you?
No.
No? What do you mean?
Does that mean Dave 2 has to be Tahani?
No.
Wait a minute.
Maybe Chris is Tahani. That's true. He's
I am not. Fuck you. I'm not Tahani. I don't care what people
are. I don't know, because Adam sometimes is Tahani. He's like, oh, you're eating that?
That's true. You know what?
Maybe I only eat at this place.
Maybe we
this
all have a little bit of everybody in us. How about that? Right. We're all.
I think maybe that's the moral of the show. You know what? Hey. You don't need to call me Donkey Doug anymore. You can call me Donkey Dad.
See, that was Donkey Doug. And Pillboy was somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Pillboy was someone else, yeah.
Yeah.
Pillboy was his boy. That's Amy, my boy, Pillboy.
Amy thought that Pillboy was her dad. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that's Donkey Doug. Like,
yeah, that's Donkey definitely Doug. Donkey Doug.
Donkey Doug's your dad? Doug. You can call me Donkey Dad.
and then he's just all like, nah, Donkey Doug.
No, that sounds too weird. Donkey Doug it is.
That shit was hilarious. Oh, gosh.
And just the jokes in the background of, like, the different names for different restaurants were so good.
Yeah, it's a fun show. Fun show. I'm a little sad it's gone, but it's a fun show. Brooklyn Nine-Nine comes back next week. I really enjoy that show as well. I think it's good writing. I like it. If you're not a fan, go fuck yourself.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, we didn't even say the biggest fucking news in the world, did we? Holy shit. I don't even think I can fucking find it anymore because I deleted it. Oh,
is it, what's his name, Dad?
Teaser trailer for Fast 9. Fuck yeah. Bam! We're back. Fast Furious 9 teaser trailer ready to come back. And it got me so pumped, I started writing out my spreadsheet to fucking make my eventually graphic go event. It's amazing and sweet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been watching those movies. They're pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. What were we watching tonight? We were watching something. The boys really liked it, even though there was a lot of shooting and stuff. The fuck was it? What was on TV tonight? You guys should know. Oh, it was Justice League. Justice League. And I was like, see, there's Batman. He's like, oh, there's Batman. He didn't know who Cyborg was. I was like, that's Cyborg. He's like, Cyborg's shooting everybody. I'm like, yeah, he's a good guy, though, so you can do that. No Superman. Superman hadn't returned yet.
Right.
All right. Are we done, or you guys got something else here?
Things changed, Chris. This is family, baby.
Yeah.
We ain't friends. We're family.
Well, yeah. I ain't got friends. Like, what about acquaintances? Do you have acquaintances? No. Once I meet their family. I got the biggest family in the world.
Do you know how my Corona budget for weekly parties is?
Our picnics are off the chain. We got so many family.
Wow. Coronavirus. The coronavirus. Corona budget.
All right, I think we're done then.
Yeah.
We're done. All
right, cool. Adam.
We done.
Where can people get in touch with us, baby?
Thanks, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
Excellent. Very good doing it. I'm sure some of you have seen. I did make an awesome page on Geeks Next Door. I updated our other page and made an awesome page for Persephone's little thing, the Amy's school's having a fundraiser thing, and people have already been donated enough where it's pretty awesome. So, but it is out there, and my graphic, Amy always makes fun of me because of my graphic, but it's fucking amazing, so don't even worry about it.
What's the graphic?
I guess you'll have to go to Geeks Next Door to XYZ and look at the bottom graphic.
Mm-hmm. I might have to.
Yeah. If you're somebody
going to go up by one right now.
Yeah, exactly. If you're somebody who's out there and has donated, thank you very much. If you're thinking about it, appreciate it too. That's it. We'll be back next week to talk about more, I don't know, sauna action, I guess.
Sauna action.
All right. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
See ya.